Three witnesses make denial of Albert McKnight's story. The Atlanta Constitution, Wednesday, 13th of August, 1913, page 2, column 5. Charles Bernhardt, a local businessman, was put on the stand to testify of an examination he had made of the Selig home relative to the line of vision from the kitchen into the dining room in an effort to refute the testimony of Albert McKnight, who testified several days ago that he had stood in the kitchen on the day of the tragedy and had seen Frank enter the dining room, take something from the sideboard, and leave the house without eating dinner. He displayed blueprints and declared that it was impossible to see the dining room from the position in which the Negro had testified. He was borne out in this statement by Henry Wood, a contractor, and Julius Fisher, a well-known businessman, both of whom said that but very little of the dining room could be seen from any part of the kitchen. All three of these tests were made Tuesday morning at the request of the defense.